that children would play on. You take a board and stick it over something and go up and down.
Oh, seesaw?
You saw some children playing on that. You'd say they were...
Seesawing?
What about if you take a board and anchor it in the middle and spin around and around?
Well, that's a sort of a merry-go-round. It's not really a merry-go-round, but it's...
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether it's a teetotaler or what you'd call it.
What about something that you take a board and fix it down at both ends and children would jump up and down in the middle? Did you ever see that? Did you ever hear of a javelin board?
No, I don't think we javeled. Not as I remember.
And you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a...
swing.
And why did people carry coal in?
Oh, scuttle.
Uh-huh. Did they burn coal around here?
Yeah, we used to burn coal in our living room.
Mm-hmm.
We used coal in the living room. We had a grate in there, and we used coal in there.
Mm-hmm. On those old-fashioned stoves, the things that would run from the stove to the chimney, you call that the...
stove pipe.
Okay. And something, if you wanted to move bricks or something heavy like that, what could you use to move it in?
A wheelbarrow.
Did you ever hear another name for a wheelbarrow?
Yeah, I think they were called something else, but I don't remember just what.
Did you ever hear Georgia buggy?
No.
And
uh-uh.
What people drive nowadays would be a...
car?
Any other name?
Automobile.
Okay. And someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water. They said they were going to...
launch it.
What different kinds of boats did people used to have?
Well, we had little skiffs, canoes. Down south, they have the pirogue, I believe it's called, in South Louisiana. It's a French word.
What's the skiff look like? Is it flat or pointed or what?
Oh, it's kind of pointed, like the Indians used to use.
And both ends is pointed?
Both ends. Some of them are kind of this way on this end.
Are kind of?
Close like that and pointed on this end.
Uh-huh.
No, you make them different way. I helped make one time. My brother made one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He made it by himself? I mean, just you and him?
He used to take that, what they call it, some kind of boys' magazine called the Youth Companion,
mm-hmm.
and it had directions in there, and told you how to make them.
How was it? You
use these narrow boards, and I don't remember what kind of wood it was, but it's a kind that you soak and get wet, and then
mm-hmm.
you can bend it, you know. Just like this stuff here that's on this door.
Uh-huh.
When the man fixed my door, a piece of that book out, you buy that stuff, and he split it in two, and then he takes it in there and use hot water,
uh-huh.
and you wet. It's made out of some type of wood. I don't know just what wood it is. And then you can curve it. And then he painted it to match the other.
What did people used to burn in lamps?
Coal oil.
did you ever see anybody make a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some coal oil?
No, we made lamps in ceramics, but I never have seen anybody just make a lamp with a light.
Did you ever hear of a flambeau?
No.
Say if a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother brings him the clothes and says, "Now here, what your clothes here."
Say, I don't know.
Well, would you say, "Here's your clothes"?
Get dressed.
Here are your clothes.
Get dressed. Put them on. Put on your clothes. Get dressed.